Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
What's up, everyone, and happy Tuesday. Today is Tuesday, March 26th, and earlier today, Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni spoke with the media at the NFL annual meetings and is at the podium with a presser that's locked, loaded, and ready for you. I am your host, Rachelle Prevett, and this podcast is brought to you by SB Nation and Bleeding Green Nation. Sirianni talked about working with new Eagles offensive coordinator Kellen Moore so far. He was asked about his expectations for the offensive line. He talked about the toughness and the contagious energy that CJ Gardner-Johnson brings back to the defense. He stressed the need for players to step up as leaders now that Jason Kelce and Fletcher Cox are no longer a part of the roster. And he also explained that Kenny Pickett's role is to be the backup and support Jalen Hurts in any way that he needs. Take a listen.
How y'all doing? Good. So you know, I'm going to move some of this back because I like here. Yeah.
So you guys signed this guy called named Saquon Barkley. You know, how do you think it fit into this offense as you guys? And how, especially with the way you guys were using it last year?
Yeah, amazing thing. Good players fit well into schemes. And he's obviously a really good player. We're really excited to have him. The style of play that he brings, the leadership that he brings. And so, however, you know, guys like that, however you use them, they're gonna do a good job. And so, we're obviously working on the ways that we're gonna use them now. Our offensive staff's working hard at that, and just really excited to have him add a player of his caliber to our team. You know, a couple years ago when we added AJ, just did a lot of work of, hey, what does AJ do well? You know, obviously you do that going in, then you even look at it even more after you get him. What does AJ do well? How can we use him? And it's been a similar process here with Saquon.
And the week you had a few months to work with him, I'm curious, what's that process been like getting to know him? And then can you explain a little bit maybe how it's different than it was with Ryan or Shane, or it's kind of the same role as that name?
He's unbelievable. I really enjoy working with him. Everybody that is from that Boise, I've worked with a couple guys from that Boise tree, you know, two guys at Indy, Clayton Adams and Chris Strasser, who I thought were outstanding coaches. You know, they were coaches there when Kellen played there. And so I just have so much respect for Chris Peterson, their coach that they kind of grew up under. And it's they just know football. They love football. They have great thoughts about football, and that's why we hired Kellen. And, you know, just he's done an unbelievable job so far of just, you know, directing the ship. And, you know, I just got a lot of respect for him, and I'm happy he's on. Just like Saquon, I'm really happy he's on our team.
A lot of the running backs are now, like, 50 catches.
I don't think you get into – I don't even think we know that yet, you know. And there's a lot of concepts that are very, very similar, but I hired Kellen to do a job. And we'll mesh things together. Just like I said right from the beginning, things will be – you know, we'll have some good things that we've done here in the past. He's going to bring some new elements to it, and – but to say 27% is going to be this, you know, there's a lot of similarities within it too. And so, but Kellen's just doing a good job of leading the offense. We're really excited about that.
A lot of the running backs are going more. How is the process different than it was when you were building out the offense with guys who you had already worked with before?
A similar process. You know, I would say as of right now, I haven't been in there as much. You know, I obviously have other obligations, and, you know, those guys have, you know, similar process. I think you ask somebody around the entire NFL, everyone's going to have similar process in the off season. And those are processes that you try to perfect as you go on, and, you know, of what you do. And, but it's similar.
You mentioned the thought of meshing the offense. How do you go about trying to figure out what from each you want and like what's the actual way you do it?
Yeah, again, just going through the entire, you know, watching all the tape, going through all the playbooks, going through all the teach sheets, talking through it. How can we do this better? How, just the, you know, very similar to how, at the end of a year, you evaluate everything that you did and what was good, what was bad. How can you do it better? How can you do your good things that you do even better? And how does it fit into, you know, how we're calling things, right? So whether are we going to call it this? Does it make sense to call it this? Does it make sense to call it that? So it's just a process that you go through at the end of the year. You know, again, without getting too much into that, like, it doesn't serve us well to give you guys all. I know you guys want all the answers right now, and that's your job. I mean, I respect that, but it doesn't serve us well to put those answers out there until Brazil, right? I mean, I'm just telling you guys right now, I'm not going to give you a lot on that. I'm going to be very vague on this because for anyone to know what we're running and how we're running it or how we're calling it, it doesn't serve us. It doesn't serve us well. And so we'll keep some things close to the vest. But like I said, Kellen's done a great job so far. And, you know, he really gets along well with our guy. Doug's done an unbelievable job so far. Really got a lot of respect for Doug, our new quarterback coach, and excited about how everything's coming together.
In terms of the vision of running back, we've got a lot of guys get about 50 catches. What's kind of the vision of running back with him that maybe changes a little bit how y'all see it the second?
Yeah, we've had different styles of running backs. And if you're speaking of just on catches, we've had different styles of guys of, you know, this year was a little bit, as far as our receiving back, was a little bit of a mix between DeAndre and Kenny. You know, Saquon can do all, and both those guys do a good job too, and that I just mentioned, but Saquon can do a lot of different things. You know, we've had a lot of experiences with backs in the past, whether it be Danny Woodhead, whether it be Nyheim Hines, you know, Kellen with different guys that he's had. To say, hey, he's going to get 50 catches, 60 catches, 70 catches. We're way too early for that. No offense. Like, this offense looks different than Kellen's offenses in Dallas. This offense looks different as far as our personnel as offenses in Indy or early on here in Philadelphia. So like 50, but you also got to remember, you got to share it with some other guys that are really good players too. So you never know how that's going to look, how that's going to play itself out. There's a lot of things that could happen in season.
How do you spread the ball around to keep everybody happy? You just kind of touched on that.
Yeah, you know, I always think that's a really good problem to have is to have multiple weapons that because the defense has to stop all those guys. But what's really important is that we build this team. The connection of this team, because, and I'm getting to why I'm saying this, Howard, because like when you have all these different talents, like when you walk in the door and this individual is really good, this individual is really good, this individual is really good. There's a lot of different, you want to be able to spread the ball around to them. And sometimes week in, week out, it's grandly so it's not going to be that easy to do so. Right. AJ's first game, right. He had 10 catches for 155 yards against Detroit. And do you remember how many Devonta had? Zero for none. And he ended up having 1,000 yards that year. And so what's important in the process of a season is that we build the connection, we build the team, right? And so that everyone's, regardless of how much they're eating, everyone's excited for each other. And I know, and that's what's important, and that's what's going to be happening over. That's what I'm excited about, building, you know, the team, our core values, our, you know, our culture over these next months, so that when something like that does happen, because inevitably it will, you don't go in with an assumption that it's going to happen ever, but sometimes it does, that everyone's happy for each other, and we get in the locker room because we won the football game, and everyone's pumped up, and that's something that you have to work on. And so it's not easy, but that's the time that they spend together, getting to know each other, hanging out with each other. That is so important to a team because it's not the best group of individuals that wins. It's the best team. And that's what we're excited about developing here over the next couple months heading into our first game. Gosh, you know, we're excited about the players that we have. I know we lost some good pieces, you know, depth pieces that we've had over the last couple years. You know, those guys have contributed to, you know, played awesome minutes and contributed to wins. But excited about the pieces that, you know, with Hennessy that we added. And obviously, you know, this, I mean, there's free agency, then there's the draft, then there's, you know, after the draft, then there's the first couple weeks of the season, then there's whatever with the trade deadline. Like, I know this, Howie constantly works to improve this football team. And, man, I couldn't ask for that. That's an unbelievable thing as a coach when you're a general manager in the front office is just willing to do anything to get the team better at all times. You know, that makes you, you know, we always want to work hard. It makes you even want to work even harder for him because he's doing so much to help us out. So we know it's a long way away to being a finished product at the offensive line, because we know where there's so much more time to add guys. And so, but as we sit right now, I like our guys. We got guys with major experience, right? You know, Camby, we have four guys back with major experience, and then, you know, got, you know, a couple guys there that have played a lot of plays too. One coming off an injury, and then guys, you know, some other depth pieces. So we'll see how that goes.
Along those lines, talk to me just about your expectation, you know, with that offensive line, because in years past, you've had to consistently sub out guys due to injury, health reasons, whatever. But now you're going in with essentially a smaller core group. What are your expectations for
that? Yeah, like I said, that core group will continue to grow. We have the draft, we have the off season. There's so much more time here to add to that group. As far as expectation goes, you know, we just continue to want them to work together because it's so important that offensive line is one, that they're all, you're all seeing it the same way, that one guy's setting the table, the rest of them are seeing it that way. I'm really excited about that group that we have. We've had great offensive line play over the past 3 years that I've been here. Obviously, we're losing one of the best players in not only Eagle history, but NFL history, one of the best centers of all time. So obviously, there's going to be things that we got to, you know, work to replace with that. But what's great is these guys have been around Jason for 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years. You know, we'll see who that is at center. We'll see who that is at right guard. But I know we got a lot of good pieces. We got, you know, Landon, Lane, two guys that are Pro Bowlers and have been for the last couple years now. And Lane's been for a long time. Jordan Mailata has played a lot of good football. Cam Jurgens got a lot of good minutes last year. And we'll see how the rest of it plays out. Steen has a lot of different qualities to be. He's versatile. And I think he can do a lot of different things. And so when you get guys that are versatile, you know, there's flexibility there of what you can do with them, what piece goes where. But we're excited about him. You know how I feel and everybody feels about Coach Stout. He's going to get the best out of these guys. And Tyler's going to benefit from that coaching. And, you know, Tyler's also going to benefit because he's a really good player that we took, you know, in the third round. So excited about his development, some of the minutes that he got last year. And I think that, you know, I think that he is a great option, and we'll see what happens.
Coach, where are the Bills getting a bit more small?
Go ahead. I'll come right back to you.
So it's going from Jason. Going from Jason to Cam. What are the challenges in terms of,
He snuck that in there quick on you guys. That was good.
What are the challenges in terms of, like, making the line calls going from Jason to Cam? And will Cam, actually, you said, like, we'll see what's going to happen, et cetera. Is he not definitively the starting center? And will he make the line calls?
I don't have to make that decision anywhere near for a long, long time. And, so we'll see. We got a lot of time. We got walkthroughs to go through. We got a lot. we got walk, We got walkthroughs to go through. We got training camp. We got OTAs. As far as what that looks like, Cam, you know, Cam's got a ton of reps. If it is Cam, he's got a ton of reps doing that too. And like Jason didn't take every snap at center last year in practice. So, you know, I'm really confident that he can do it. We're really confident, but we'll see what happens.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Nick Morrow. Yeah. You know, I just thought really tough. Player that gave everything on every snap. You know, I'm excited for his new journey. You know, he contributed to, you know, to 11 wins last year and played through nagging injuries and played tough and you know, was a consistent guy that played hard every single play.
Hank, yesterday, yeah. Talking about the guys you added on defense, Howie said he felt like you guys used to get your swagger back on that side of the ball. At what point during the season did you think that was something you were missing? And what is it about CJ in particular, about his energy that you love?
I think the word toughness is just the word that we were looking to add tough pieces. And when you go back and look at Chauncey of the things that he added when he was here in 22, you know, you saw a guy that was willing to throw his body around and play physically tough. And I just, you know, and play mentally tough too. Like those, there's two pieces of toughness, the physical toughness and the mental toughness. You know, whether he had a good play, whether he had a bad play, he was playing his butt off the next play with amazing effort and some of the physical plays that he made too. I mean, there was a tackle in the NFC Championship game where he came up and made an awesome open field tackle on McCaffrey. On the sideline, who we know is not an easy guy to tackle. And he made an unbelievable physical play, got up with excitement. Like, I'm really excited about the toughness that Chauncey brings back. And he plays with constant energy, and that's contagious. Like, physical play is like, you know, it just brings that juice. It's like the alley-oop, right? It's like a big three-pointer, whatever sport you want to compare it to. The energy that it brings to the sideline and your team and the momentum that it builds. So excited about his toughness that he adds and the excitement he plays with, you know, and looking forward to him to adding that to the piece of the defense. Again, nothing. We didn't meet our expectations last year. So there was a lot of different pieces were, well, it wasn't good enough, right? It wasn't good enough. And so that's definitely a piece. You want me to help you out there? That's definitely a piece that we know this, that in football, when you're tough, it gives you a chance to win a lot of games. And that's always been what we talk about, what we think about. Just like our other core values, connect, compete, accountability, compete's a form of toughness. And so we want to be the toughest team at all times. And there's at stretches, we've been that in this past 3 years. And we want to make sure that that's who we are. Again, that's who we are. That's how we're built. We're built on the offense and defensive line. We have great skill guys, but we're built through that offense and defensive line. And that's that physical toughness that we want to bring. I wouldn't say I thought it was missing, but I we can do everything better than what we did, particularly at the end of last year.
Hey, in what ways was your relationship with Jalen tested last year? What efforts have you made to strengthen it?
I think the relationships, as far as that, it's, you know, when you're going through a tough times, all relationships are tested, right? When you're going through stretches where, you know, so that's not just my relationship with Jalen's relationship with everybody. And that's everybody's relationship when you're going through rocky times, as far as your results. But we stuck, you know, you got to just stick to the process of what you do and understand that your process will take you through. And eventually if you got the right pieces in place, that will help you break through. So, we're in constant communication. I try to be in constant communication with all the guys on our team, because it's not just my relationship with the quarterback that's important. It's my relationship with the entire group, and it's their relationship with each other. Because, you know, we're going to be watching, I know we're all watching March Madness now, and the teams that are in the Sweet 16, or I just saw something with Coach Smart at Marquette, and like just talking about the love that he has for his team. Like, teams that do well in sports are the teams that are the closest, the teams that are, you know, the best teams. And so, like, that is what you're trying. That's what you're trying to build, and you're trying to build that with the entire team, and you're hoping the team's building that together as well. So that's what we're focused on. Obviously, my relationship with the quarterback with Jalen is highly important, but his relationship with his offensive line is important, and then offensive line's relationship with the defensive line is important, and Kellen's relationship with Kevin Petullo is important. It's all important, and it all matters. And you know, we're just excited to get back and get back to that close-knit team that we know that we've been in the past, and you know, through good times and bad.
Jalen said at the end of the year that different seasons demand different things from players. You guys have lost two leaders, especially on offense, Jason. Is there a different demand on him in that regard, do you think, going into this season?
Yeah, leadership's going to be really important. You know, it's going to be really important, especially when you lose two guys like Jason Kelce and Fletcher Cox, who I can't say enough good things about. I mean, the style of play that they've brought for so long, and also the leadership that they brought. But leadership is going to be important, and that's not just Jalen's going to have even more with Jason stepping out. Landon's going to have more. Jordan Mailata is going to have more. It's going to take a lot of guys to fill the void of the leadership on that offensive side of the ball that Jason Kelce provided. And so that's important. That's just as, like, talent is so, so important, right? We know that the talent's so, so important, but your culture and your leadership, I mean, those lead to special things. And so, excited about the new opportunities that some of these guys get to voice, because the leadership has to come from somewhere. When there's a void from one spot, it's going to have to come from somewhere, and I'm excited to see who steps up. I know Jalen will step up. I know Devontae Smith will step up. I know AJ Brown will step up. I know Landon Dickerson has very special leadership qualities that I'm excited to see. Lane's always been a leader. Jordan Mailata, I think he has very special leadership qualities that have been untapped a little bit, that he can use, because, you know, Jason's been in charge of that group. You know, Saquon, obviously fresh into knowing him, but have never heard. All I've ever heard is how good of a leader he is. So we have a lot of guys in place to be able to do this and step up with their leadership. And it's going to be necessary, because that's what helps leadership. Culture, all right, within the addition to the talent, is what helps you do special things.
What do you like about Nick? Are you changing the offseason program as far as the mini camps and using the OTAs?
They strategically, like, push it. I'm looking forward, and he's strategic. Like, it's hard for me to come back here. I'll try to get to you guys.
With the new coaching staff, are you changing the way you approach the offseason?
Tweaks. Yeah, tweaks that we'll see. You know, that schedule will come out, but yeah, definitely tweaks. Again, you always evaluate everything, just like you evaluate a play, just like you evaluate your culture, you evaluate your practice, and you evaluate how you go about doing things and your process. Your process is not written in stone. A good process is one that's constantly changing for the benefit of your team. Oh, if we did this, I mean, that's something that I do after every phase of what we do. Hey, what could we have done better here? What could, and that's an open question to all of my coaches and all our leadership and all our guys on our team. What could we do better here? What could we do better there? And so there'll be some differences, Zach, that we'll do, as far as our practice goes. Things that we could do better. Right. But also with the new guys on the offense and defensive sides of the ball, as our staff.
Kenny wanted to be Kenny Pickett wanted to compete to start in Pittsburgh. What was your messaging to him about obviously his role here, and what are the qualities you liked about him?
Yeah, I'm excited to add Kenny. You know, it was a little like. Feel like sometimes you go through a backup quarterback process each year. It's like, okay, I'm going to watch these guys again. And it was like when we got Gardner a couple years ago, I'm like, all right, we're set for a couple years. And same thing here with Kenny. I'm really excited about the things that he can do. Excited that, you know, that we have a piece in place there. But his job is to be the backup, and his job is to support Jalen and help him in any way that he can and be ready to play if he needs to play. You know, and so add to the value of the room, and what he sees, a different perspective of what he sees. And the little time I've gotten to know him, you know, and the things I've heard about him, I've just heard great teammate, great kid, great person that works his butt off every single day to be the best he can be. And when you can add a piece like that, that's always a good thing.
Nick, there's been a lot of talk in recent years about running backs being undervalued. Guys got Barkley. How do you look at that situation? Are they still being undervalued? Is it just kind of dependent on the team? Is it still
a all he can do is speak on your team. We've had the last, you know, so I've been here for 3 years. This will be my fourth year, and two out of the 3 years we had a Pro Bowl running back on a top 10 offense. So we know how important it is. Miles Sanders made the Pro Bowl in 22. DeAndre Swift made the Pro Bowl in 23. We're looking for, you know, we'll see what the awards that Saquon gets, but we know we're adding a really good piece right there. So we've always valued that position. Sometimes it's value of that position with, and I'm speaking as an offensive coach, sometimes it's value of that position by handing the ball a bunch. Sometimes it's getting the ball in the pass game. That can look a lot of different ways, but we know that we're really excited about the addition of Saquon, and we know how good our backs have done for us these last couple of years, you know, and, you know, the depth that we've had at back too, you know, with Kenny Gainwell coming back, like Kenny's tough. Kenny brings a physical toughness to our football team. That's really, really important. Again, we talk about our culture. We want to be a tough football team that competes their butt off. And Kenny Gainwell does that. There's a play that he had in the Rams game where he was focused on Aaron Donald, because we wanted to know where he was at all times. And Aaron Donald stunned inside. Kenny ended up chipping somebody on the edge, a really good chip, catch the ball in the flat and get the ball for a first down on a big third down conversion. So we love the toughness that Kenny brings and adds to that group. So we love our running back group, and we sure as heck value it.
How does Parker and Campbell fit in?
When you have a offense, you're looking, when you have a wide receiver group, it's, you don't want the same guy, right? You want different pieces. There's different pieces that you're looking to fill. I think, you know, Devontae gives us another guy that can win on the outside. He's proven that he's a really good player on the outside that's had a lot of production that can win one-on-one on the outside. And, you know, that's really important to have, you know, not only AJ and Devontae Smith that can win on the outside, but, you know, what if they have to come out for a play? What if, you know, that you get another guy in there that can consistently win versus man-to-man coverage? Paris brings an element of speed. Paris is really fast, and Paris work, you know, I obviously look forward to getting to know Devontae Parker and how he goes about his business. I know a lot about Paris Campbell and how he goes about his business, you know, and so he's a guy that works extremely hard and really wants to be great. Great person who works hard. You know, we got room for those guys on our team, but he brings an element of speed. Right before we picked him up, myself and Kevin and Kellen we're watching our game against Jacksonville, Indy versus Jacksonville in 2020, where Parrish just had an unbelievable game. You guys can look up the stats, but he caught a couple deep overs. He caught a sail route that was really good. He had a reverse that he lowered his shoulder on the sideline. He did against Miles Jack. He did get a personal foul on that play because he went up and did that. So he won't get. I think he's worked on that, but he ended up getting hurt the next game against Minnesota. But there were so many big time plays he made in that, and I know. And then in 22, I believe he had a big year in Indy. So Parrish has had a lot of. A lot of production, and he brings the element of speed.
How much autonomy will Vic have over the defense?
Yeah, I hired Vic to do a job. Obviously, I'm excited about adding a piece like him that has done it for so long. Like, to be quite honest, with Jonathan and with Sean, they were first-time-ish coordinators. And so it's, Vic's done it for a very long time. I'll obviously have suggestions on things. Of things that, in situational football that we've talked about a lot, that I'll have some things that I'll want to talk through with him. But man, I'm really excited to get somebody like Vic in here. And he's in charge of the defense. Now every product that goes out into the field, like whatever, whatever product's out in the field is ultimately my responsibility. So my name's on that. So I'll have some ideas here and there, but obviously Vic's done this at a high level for a very long time, and I'm excited what he brings.
Do a couple more.
Given what was said by some of the Miami players about him, how do you guys, are there any concern about that at all?
That I don't know what are you referring to?
Basically not coaching style ways at the end of their season last year.
Knowing how they finished on defense, they were pretty good on defense. So that's what I'm excited about to have. We're in a culture that we work hard at our relationships with our players. That doesn't mean your relationships don't mean friends, right? Because our job is to get them better. It's being there for them. It's connecting with them, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you're buddy with them, right? At all times. There's times that it is, and there's times that there's not. And he's been a really successful coach in this league for a long time. His defense has consistently finished high in defense, and excited to have him on our staff.
Is Bryce Huff going to take the workload off the sun?
Again, so much time to be able to say that. Again, we have Sweaty, we have BG, we have Nolan, we have Patrick Johnson, we have, Bryce, we have Hassan, right? And so we'll see. I mean, there's so many things to play out. I know how good of a pass rusher he is. Obviously, that's what got him paid the amount of money he got paid. And, we're really excited to add him to our roster, knowing how much he can provide help for us to get after the passer. But we'll see how the reps play itself out. But there's a lot of time that have to, a lot of things to go through before we get to that.
Last one, guys.
How involved are you in terms of talking with Howie? I know that's the GM, but he is one of the best players. How involved are you? Are you worried he won't be back?
We'll see how everything plays out. Obviously, Howie and I talk about everything. We talk about everything, right? I know my job is the head coach, and his job's the general manager. And there's different responsibilities that fall under both of us. But we're in this together. Howie and I are a team. The way Howie and I connect is important, right? And I really value my relationship with Howie. That's grown over the past 3 years. So if we want our players to connect, then it's important that they see us connecting as coaches and as front office to head coach and front office to other coaches. And so Howie and I talk about everything that revolves around getting our team better or changing our team in any way, and value that relationship. So obviously in constant communication with him.
PGN.